My name is Full Metal Jackie, and on the show with us this evening, Mr. Glenn Danzig. Hello.
Hi, Jackie.
How you doing? Yeah,
you signed your checks FM Jackie or Full Metal Jackie?
Full Metal.
Okay, good.
So Danzig did a run of shows that coincided with Halloween. Glenn, what about Halloween and the season resonates so much with you?
It's just always been that way. So and I think the material lends itself to that. So we always get a lot of offers around that time period. And this year being the 30th anniversary, we did a bunch of shows in Europe this summer and just decided to do a little, you know, West Coast, kind of Midwest, 7 or 8 shows.
Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig with us on the show tonight. I want to play you a new tune from Terror and their latest album, Total Retaliation. It's Mental Demolition. Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Glenn Danzig on the show with us tonight. Glenn, there's a deal in place for you to write, direct, and score a movie based on your Verotic comic book characters.
Yeah, that's why I'm taking a break after this. We started production already on the movie. I've already filmed a couple scenes. And as soon as these shows are done, I go right into shooting. So once that's done, there's all the stuff you have to do, editing and, you know, the getting it ready and doing press, I'm sure, for it. And then I go right into another movie after that.
Wow. So as it relates to this, you know, these characters, the Verotic comic book characters, I mean, what are you looking forward to most about bringing your characters to life on a movie screen?
Well, just that, bringing them to life, making sure that they're true to the comics. They're going to be bloody, so you're not going to see some like sellout horror movie. You're going to see blood and violence and
lots of gore.
Yeah, of course.
That's I like
the stuff
it.
I like. I think that's what everybody wants to see if they go see a horror movie.
Right.
I don't think they want to see a lot of people just talking for an hour and a half.
They want or the suspense stuff. They want to see some.
Well, they want to see that, but they want to see everything. They want blood. They want, you know. They want something other than people just talking to each other and, you know, people doing stupid stuff like the girl runs and falls, of course, and the guy drops his gun and doesn't go back for it, and then so he has no weapon. You know, like stupid stuff like that that insults everybody's intelligence. There's none of that in ours. You won't see, you know, people doing stupid stuff like the old cliches, like you figured that they would have stopped doing that decades ago, but they keep still doing it.
Full Metal Jackie with Glenn Danzig on the show. Quick break, still to come tonight. Music from Pantera. Going to be checking out new music from Light the Torch next. Got Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta coming up. And, of course, more with Glenn. It's Full Metal Jackie, Glenn Danzig on the show with us tonight. And let's talk about those Misfit shows. Two Misfit shows led to several more with another one scheduled for next year. What's been the best part for you personally about doing Misfits shows?
So many people never got to see it. And, you know, it's a chance for them to get to see it done the right way. And because I don't like the tour, it's great because we just do the shows whenever we feel like it. We're not milking it or, you know, or anything like that. We feel like doing a show, we get an offer, and, you know, then we do it. So it's very kind of laid back, which is how I like it, and just go on stage and tear it up afterwards.
I mean, but like there seems like there was a period of time where you were like, it was never going to happen, and now and you did them. How did you feel about after they happened?
It's good to go back and do it just because so many people would love to see it, and like I said, doing it the right way, we're able to do it in a way we were never able to do it before. That helps.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Gonna get to music from Slayer, Angel Witch, and more with Glenn Danzig. Black Metal. Full Metal Jackie with Glenn Danzig on the show tonight. And Glenn, you've always been forward thinking about your career. Why is it important to acknowledge the past by commemorating the anniversary of the formation of Danzig and reconnecting with the Misfits?
You got to know where you've been to know where you're going. And it's an old cliche, but it's true. And it's true with everything, not just music or your career. For me, for 30 years of Danzig is wild. In other words, it's been going successfully for 30 years. And that's something when I started doing it with Rick, that's kind of how we visioned it. And it's great that it's still going.
I mean, just thinking back to, 30 years ago and just getting everything together, did you ever think that, at this point you'd be doing movies, you'd be doing, celebrating these reunions and still doing it this many years later?
I didn't know how I would be doing it. I knew I would be doing something. I just didn't know how, if I was still alive. So it worked out good. I mean, it worked out okay.
Let me ask you a question, because every time we have, you and I get together and we talk about what's going on with you and, past and whatever, and you're like, I'm still angry. You've said that before. Just about, look, the lyrics and everything that, your music's been about. How do you feel today? Are you still like just,
Of course, it's what keeps you going. It's just to see people doing stupid stuff, people saying, oh, this will never happen again. And of course it happens because people are so stupid and duped by the mainstream media that, they're idiots. That's how countries are toppled. It's how people give up their freedoms and rights and they say they'll never do it again. Oh, this will never happen again. But of course it's always
it happens again. So people anger drives you.
Yeah, anger. People consistently being as stupid as bleep. It doesn't, shock me. I know they're going to be dumb.
Do you feel like there's also a part of you that, for people that say, no, that's never going to happen, you're never going to be able to do it, that makes you want to do something even more?
That's been my whole career. You got to understand, when Danzig first came out, it was just like, there was nothing really like Danzig. We were the antithesis of what was being played on the radio and MTV. And I mean, it was, what it was.
It was definitely nothing like it. I'm sure there was a lot of naysayers, and I have to imagine that it was hard starting out and had a lot of people that were like, nah, this is never, no one's going to sign this. Or
I just remember the idiots at Geffen Records, where Rick was at the time, didn't want to go to our show early. They were, oh, we'll get there later. And of course the show was oversold. They couldn't get in. They were standing outside screaming and yelling, don't you know who I am? I'm at Geffen Records. And the people were like, I don't care. There's too many people inside. They oversold the show. And, they all of a sudden were like, well, maybe we should pay attention to this band.
It's funny. It's like people don't trust their own instincts.
Well, it wasn't their instincts. It was Rick's instincts, and he knew. But they didn't know. That's right. Why he didn't stay there. They were morons.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Glenn Danzig on the show with us tonight. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Slipknot, Anthrax. Going to check out new Pig Destroyer next. And we'll get to more with Glenn. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Glenn Danzig on the show with us tonight. Creatively, Glenn, you work when you're inspired, not on any commercial schedule. Typically, what does your daily routine become when inspiration hits?
Well, it depends on the inspiration. For what? Is it for my comics? Is it for movie scripts? Is it for Danzig? Is it, for a million other things that I do? So once I get inspired, I just start doing it and making it happen.
Do you have to go into one mode at a time, or are there times when you're working on multiple things?
I'm working on multiple things at any given time.
So you don't have to get into like music mode or comics mode or movie mode. You're doing all of it.
No.
Do you ever sleep?
Not a lot.
It seems like I don't know where you'd find the time, because you're always doing...
Since I was a kid, I've been sleeping. Maybe I get 4 or 5 hours of sleep, maybe, if I'm lucky.
Wow. Maybe that's why you're angry.
No, that's not why.
Just kidding. It's Full Metal Jackie. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up next, music from Architects. Also gonna have the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with my guest, Mr. Glenn Danzig. It's Full Metal Jackie. Glenn Danzig is my guest on the show tonight. Hidden Lyrics of the Left Hand Volume 2 was recently published. What direction, if any, did you give Simon Bisley about illustrating a visual interpretation of your lyrics?
He and I did the Volume 1. And so, you know, the fans wanted another volume. It was a big success. So Simon and I did another volume. And sometimes I would just let him go off on his own. And other times he would ask me for, you know, maybe a rough, do a little drawing rough, or maybe give him a direction to go in or whatever. But pretty much I trust Simon to do a great job. And so far it's been released it about a month or two ago, and it's just been a giant success again.
That's great.
So we can't even keep them in stock. So it's fantastic.
Very cool. I remember there was a line around the entire festival for when people were waiting to meet up with you guys for signing signing stuff for Blackest of the Black.
Simon is a character.
He sure is.
Did you get to meet him?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's, oh, you know.
Yes. Oh, I know. I know. It's Full Metal Jacket, Glenn Danzig with us. Tell us what other stuff, I mean, you've got the movie going on, and what are your plans going into next year?
So I'll do this movie, and I think right after that I'll start on the other movie. Of course, I got to do press for the movie, and I'm still looking to put out the Danzig Sigs Elvis record in 2019, maybe do a few intimate shows here or there for it. But I don't know. We'll see. If the record's not out, I'm not going to do it.
So right, right.
It depends on my schedule and if I can get it together and get their cover and everything together and pick songs. Because every time I had downtime or if I was working on soundtrack stuff, I would just record another Elvis track or two. So now what started out as an EP, I now have
like full
more
album.
Than enough for a full album. I have extra songs that won't even make it on the record. So I'm really going to have to sit down and pick the songs that I really want on the record.
Very cool.
But it came out really good. I can't wait for everyone to hear it. A lot of people ask me about it all the time when I'm on the road. So it would be nice to get it out some period in 2019 and do some of those little intimate shows that I was talking about.
Well, that would be very cool. You know, keep us posted with that. Would love to see you performing those songs. So it would be just that, just the songs from that album.
Yeah, just be these songs from the Danzig Sigs Elvis record. Yeah.
Very cool. Full Metal Jackie with Glenn Danzig. Thank you, as always. It's great to see you.
Thanks, Jackie.
Music from Slipknot coming up next.